This is the podcast where we talk about things that we feel the need to talk about. And so we just really want to just talk about things. Isn't that right?
Only the most important topics. Only the most important.
Exactly. So we just try to provide us talking for you. So, yes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Anyways, what are we talking about today, Bob?
Well, hey, we forgot the intro. I think we should just start off again. Let's just say, hey, I'm Bob, and that's Daniel.
Oh.
Just in case you're wondering.
Oh, yeah, in case you forgot.
You might have forgotten, because, you know, chances are, if you're listening to this now, you probably listened from the beginning, because we've only had a short beginning, and we are gaining no listeners weekly.
I don't like this negativity, okay? We need to be positive.
Okay, yeah, we're doing great, guys. I mean, the Patreon, patreon.com/goshdaniel, it's just exploding, really.
Yeah, we're so grateful. Thank you to everyone who's supporting us. All that, all one person. Much. We're so grateful.
We thank you very much. All right, so the topic today is like our top 10 favorite cartoons. Now, we might add in some animated movies and honorable mentions and anime things, but to start off with, it's our top 10 favorite cartoons. So what was the last one on your list, Daniel?
The last one on my list, it was Young Justice, because that was good.
That was a really good show. I had that in my honorable mentions because for a long time I was into it. But I never really watched that much of season 2, and I sort of fell off a little bit, but
yeah,
it's really good.
I'd actually, what I'd do is I'd actually get them from the library, the little, like, disc things. It was hilarious. So, yeah, because I think they were on Netflix, but we didn't have Netflix, and so I would just get the discs from the library and watch them. It was great, so.
I would always just buy the discs off of Amazon, and it was so expensive.
Really?
I never got things from the library. I just didn't really know that they would have movies, so I never saved that money.
Or, cartoon, yeah, like TV shows. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, my number 10 is The Legend of Korra, which, I mean, if I put it in a particular order, might have been higher on the list. It might be one of my favorites of all time. It might be, like, number one. That was really good. I actually jumped in right before the fourth season started, and then I watched it as it was coming out for that whole season, and it was just very epic. I loved it so much.
It was depressing, though. It was really hard to get into.
Yeah, because we had just finished Avatar. I think we were both watching it around the same time.
Yeah.
And after the jump between Avatar and Korra, and it's only like an 80-year difference, it's so different that like I hated it so much at first. And the first season I just did not like.
Totally.
Then the second season happened and I was like, okay, that's crap. the second season was not great, but it had so many great things in it that I knew there was more promise for the show. Even if that, like, the overarching story in season 2 wasn't great. Then season 3 happened. I'm like, okay, this is a great show. Season 4 was just completely amazing. I loved it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me about maybe halfway through season 2 to realize that I actually liked it. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is good. I can watch this. And then, yeah, it just kept on getting better from there, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So what was your number 9?
Kind of funny, it was Last Airbender.
Oh, same, actually. I had that, yes, The Last Airbender, too. that one was good, and it's, I guess, there's a lot of ways that you could say it's better than Korra. I mean, it certainly has a different tone, which, you know, depending on your preference, is great, and it just, every time you go to, like, an airbending temple, and there's, like, a new one after, you know, a really long, like, time where they're trying to find stuff, and you're like, oh, are they gonna find more airbenders? And then they never do, and it's got more emotions there, I think.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's hard, it's kind of hard to compare them, though, because, like you said, they're such different tones, so it's really hard to compare them.
It's like the prequels versus Star Wars, if the prequels were good.
Okay. That's, it's always got to be about Star Wars, right, Reese? It's always going to come back.
Yeah, everything has to be Star Wars.
Okay.
Because if not Star Wars, what is life?
All right. That's a good conclusion.
All right, yeah. What about eight?
Eight. I said the Flintstones.
Wow, that's an old one there.
Yes, it is an old one, and mainly because it was my childhood and I loved it. It was great. It was great.
I feel like that might have come out before your childhood.
Well, I know that.
Not quite positive.
But my childhood isn't the definition of whether it was out by then. It was my childhood because it was in my childhood. Mm-hmm. It obviously came out way before, but it was in my childhood. And so I have a sense of nostalgia for it, and it's awesome. So,
personally, I never actually really watched it. I might have to try it out again. I guess, maybe. But
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it might. Yeah. I don't know if it's your speed, but I like it and it's really good. So,
well, that's good. mine was Voltron: Legendary Defender, which is done by the same people who make Avatar and Korra.
Yeah,
it's on. It's that one that's on Netflix right now.
I remember we watched the first couple episodes.
Oh, it's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Every time they make a show, it's just brilliant, and. I watched a lot of Voltron as, like, a little kid, the original show, and I like, spent a lot of time watching that original show. So when I heard they were coming out with the new one, I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. And then it was made by the same people who made Avatar and Korra, and then it was just completely brilliant. And now that season 2's come out, I'm so, so hyped. I haven't finished all of them yet. I've watched, like, the first 4, and it's really worth the watch if you haven't seen it yet. And even if you don't think that'd be something you'd be into, just give it a chance anyways. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I remember when you made me watch the first couple episodes and I was like, oh yeah, this is actually, it seemed really interesting because I had actually never heard of the original show. And then when you're like, we have to watch this, I was like, okay, it seemed, I don't know. But it actually, the way that the creators, like, I guess, did everything was good. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really good job, like, making what used to be a crappy show a good show while leaving everything in it that was good originally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they did a really good job with it.
Yeah.
They left enough mystery with it because they sort of changed how the entire story worked, but sort of left in sort of some of the key things just a little bit mixed up, made it a little bit more sci-fi. I guess originally it seemed almost fantasy the way that they had it set up. And this one seems to pull more sci-fi stuff into it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about your number 6?
My number 6. Wait. You mean number 7, right? I think we're on 7.
No, didn't we just... Oh, yeah, sorry. Number 7. How about your number 7, Dan?
I did Star Wars The Clone Wars. This technically isn't 2D... But who cares? I mean, it all depends if you consider it, like, the TV show. This is, like, it all depends if you consider it, like, a cartoon or not. I considered it a cartoon, and I
It was on Cartoon Network. Exactly. It's technically a cartoon show.
It counts. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 3D animated movies, there might be a distinction between, like, a more cartoon movie versus, like, a 3D animated movie. But in terms of TV shows, I think that one could just be counted as a cartoon.
Yeah. How about your number 7?
My number 7 is absolutely nothing like any of the other ones that I have on my list, actually.
Oh, geez.
It's called Home Movies. It's quite interesting. It's, I'm not sure, is it like 90s? It's like a really crappily animated, sort of reminds me of like if South Park were like 100 times more clean. Just in the fact that it's about, like, little kids, and it's sort of adult humor in a way. Don't take adult humor to mean something that it doesn't mean. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, it's really inappropriate, but it's, like, it's like a cartoon for adults starring little kids. And basically the plot is there's this little kid who has a video camera, and I think his name is Brendan, and he always wants to make movies with it, and so he makes these really dumb movies with his two friends, and... You know, his mom is, like, single, and so, like, this whole thing with, like, the side, like, plots with his mom is just hilarious, and, like, he acts like an adult, sort of, but then he has the, you know, like, he has the maturity of an adult, but he still acts like a kid, which is just, it's just hilarious to me. That one I think I've seen the first season of, and that one was just, that was just a really good show.
Yeah, yeah. That's, it sounds really interesting, so.
I'd make you watch it, but I doubt you'd like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
I only, I only force you to see things I think you would actually enjoy.
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting. I'd give it a try. I'm always open for new new content to consume.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I might just not force people to watch things at all, but at least I'm only making people watch things if I think they would enjoy it. You know,
that's good for you. Say
about me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I need a little bit more credit.
Justification, you know? Right there. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. I'm trying to be a nice guy here, and nobody's really helping out.
Oh, okay. Transitioning. My number six now was also nostalgia. It was the Smurfs. And in case you're wondering, yes, I did grow up with Boomerang. Boomerang was the main source of television for me. So
that's great.
Lots of Smurfs.
I would turn on Boomerang and be like, oh, what is this? And then turn off.
Well, that just goes to show how different people we are, I guess. Because, yes, Boomerang was the best, okay? It was great. All right, you got Smurfs, you got Flintstones. It was just all around just a great place, okay? And Smurfs totally was great. Nothing like the stuff that they're doing now with it. But at least they're, oh my word, the live action one movies that they made was hilarious.
Oh, they're terrible.
So bad. But they're making the fully animated one. That seems like it has potential, but I don't know. You can't really say when it's, I don't know. You have to see the movie to actually,
I mean, it's still the Smurfs.
Yeah, that's true. I think they should just kind of leave it. I don't think that there's anything they can really do with it. But you know what?
Yeah,
they
can try. I doubt there's really more there than just the fact that they're little blue things with white hats.
Yeah. I agree with that somewhat. Okay, there's a lot of things that are cool and that happen, and yeah, and especially
I mean, I bet it's fine. I just doubt that you can really push that in today's sort of in what's demanded today for entertainment. So
yeah, they had that one animated film, I forget, it was like something with like a flute or something, and that was good. I remember that being really good, but that was like way back, like a couple decades ago maybe. Yeah, so but it was good. Anyways, yeah, Smurfs is awesome and it's my childhood. What about your number six? Yeah, number six.
Let's see here. My number six is We Bare Bears, which is,
oh my word, no, really?
Hilarious, hilarious show. Yeah. So it's basically, it looks really dumb, but it's like a commentary on like modern day and like hipster people. It's just great. So it's like these three bears. One of them is named Grizz. One of them is named Panda. And one of them is Ice Bear. And they're all, like, just completely individual, like, characters. And they're just perfect and hilarious. And they're brothers, and they live in, like, a cave outside of San Francisco. And they go in, like, San Francisco, and they, like, talk to normal people. And everybody's just so hipster there, and they make fun of them. And it's really just good the way they do it. There's, like, a lot of stuff with social media. So, for example, like, their arch nemesis is this cute little koala who's, like, a YouTube star.
What?
Yeah, and he's such a jerk, but he tries to act cute for the camera, and it's really, really good.
That's great. Okay, yeah. So, here, let me tell you, like, okay, so when I first heard of the show, like, I don't even know, I was just, you know, I saw it, right? And then I saw, like, some ad for it or something. I thought it was, like, I kind of just didn't even, like, glance at it. I thought it was, like, some dumb show that kind of, like, retarded. But now I definitely need to see this because that looks great.
Yeah, it's so deceptive.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought it was, yeah, that's cool. I need to see it now.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I watched it is because, you know, it just had that classic animation style that's, like, everywhere now. And I just thought, you know what, this is probably dumb, but I don't have anything else to watch. So I decided to try it out. And then I was like, what the heck? I love this so much. And yeah, I spent, actually last night I watched like a ton of it. So yeah.
That's awesome. That's great.
It's really good. It is. It's just amazing.
That's awesome. Okay, so my number five, I think we're on, if I can count correctly, yes.
Numero cinco.
Yes. In case you didn't notice, we didn't exactly number these. We just made a list and we didn't bother to number them, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Batman, the animated series, is my number five.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, that's a good show. I've only seen like maybe five episodes of it, but I like it a lot.
It's just so good. It's like, it's just, you get what you want. You get the Batman and he just, it's amazing. Okay. Like, why can't they just use this and then like turn it into awesome movies in the DCEU, but they have to make it a little bit weirder. Okay. I won't go into that. Yeah. So that's the Batman animated series. Yeah. That is another episode. The Batman animated series, like, it's kind of weird because when I first watched it, I was a little bit confused because they, like, sometimes have episodes where it's called, like, Batman and Robin, and then they just have episodes where it's just called Batman, and then so now I realize why they call it Batman the Animated Series, because I think they were just a little, I don't know, either they weren't organized or they kind of set it up so that, you know, when Robin appeared, they call it Batman and Robin, and then, I don't know, so... because I always like was it I always thought that was interesting why they call it Batman the Animated Series, but I kind of, you know, understood why after watching the episodes. But anyways, it's a great show. It's just, you get what you want in a Batman, and it's awesome. And plus and plus you have Mark Hamill, right, as the Joker. You get
the classic Mark Hamill.
The Star Wars connection, right? There's always got to be a connection with Star Wars.
There needs to be a Star Wars connection, and I love Mark Hamill, so, you know, yes, that works.
Exactly. All right, how about your number five?
My number five, this is going to be another one you might groan at. Oh, okay. The Amazing World of Gumball.
Oh, no, yeah, that show's awesome.
All right, okay, I just expected you to hate everything Cartoon Network.
Oh, my word. You know. I said Star Wars The Clone Wars, and hey, I remember
but, you know, we both know Star Wars The Clone Wars, while heavily influenced by Cartoon Network, and that was probably why it was good, it was also being, like, fully Lucasfilm directed. I meant, like, a full, like, pure Cartoon Network show.
That's true. Okay. Well, I love The Amazing World of Gumball, and I remember we talked about it, didn't we? We talk about it sometime.
Did we?
Yeah. A while ago, we had a discussion about it.
Well, you're definitely Darwin. That's just your personality. That's all I have to say about that.
You know what? Really, I'll just go with it. There's no arguing there. I'll just accept it. I'll just accept it.
It works. okay, what's your number four?
My number four is, and once again, like I said, Boomerang Kid, the Pink Panther cartoon.
Oh my gosh, I love those too, though. Like, I never watched it on Boomerang. I didn't even know it was on there.
Yeah.
That was an honorable mention for me, but I watched that so often as a kid. We had, like, all of the DVDs of it. And we watched those all the stinking time.
That's all awesome. Time. Yeah. Yeah. Pink Panther was definitely one of those shows that it's just, I don't know, it's great because it I don't know, it's a classic, really. It's honestly just a classic.
Yeah. It's why I didn't ever like the Pink Panther movies. Because yeah. I was like, what happened to the actual, like, cartoon? Like, he needs to be there all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about your number four?
My number four was Gravity Falls.
Hey!
Which needs no introduction.
That's awesome.
Great show. If I actually ordered it, it would have been a little bit farther down the list, to be honest. Because while the first season is, like, really, really amazing and ridiculously good, the second season just drops off so fast, and then they tried to conclude it, and it just, none of it worked. It needed to be stretched out to, like, three or four seasons, so they weren't just, like, ruining it. And they almost ruined it the way they tried to conclude it, like, so quickly.
They set it up for so much, which made it so great. And yeah. I thought it was really interesting, because I'm like, isn't Disney all about, you know, making the moolah? They had a great cartoon TV show finally, and they could have made it go on for so long with seasons, but they had to like what were they like, why did they do that like so fast?
I don't know. And they messed up like the way that they would schedule episodes to come out, So, like, the first season was sort of consistent and then not. And then the second season, like, we didn't really get a lot of that. And, like, it took years. So, like, the show started in, like, what was it, 2011? And it finished only last year because they were so ridiculous with it. And they're only, like, two seasons.
Yeah, it's really, it's really dumb. Weird. It's yeah, kind of,
like, they're not consistent with good shows, but.
It was so, like, popular. It's not like it wasn't, you know, making money, and it's not like it wasn't, you know, popular. They could have done so much with it, and I don't know why. There's no reason why, I mean, that I know of. I'm sure there must have been a good reason, but, you know, like.
It's the real Firefly of our generation, isn't it?
I guess you could. Seasons. We just you wish could. You could compare it to that, yes, yeah.
I would have been happier, honestly, if they had only made that one season and then stopped rather than making the second season that they did make.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there were some good episodes, I think, except when they were trying to make episodes for the overall plot is when it didn't work because they were trying to, you know, do some... Yeah,
and they had a lot of ones that were just, like, plain not good. Like, the first episode of that second season was
that
crap.
One was, yeah, that I agree.
Because
they
had zombies... which they had set out in the first episode of the show as looking like teenagers, and they look nothing like teenagers.
Yep, it was inaccurate. What was that? Inaccurate.
Yeah, like it didn't... Yeah, it was weird, and that just sort of set the precipice for the whole second season. But anyways, at the very least, the first season of Gravity Falls will go down in history as the most amazing thing ever, so...
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yep.
It's kind of funny because my number four was Gravity Falls, which is the next number that we're on right now. So yeah, Gravity Falls.
Yeah, that's my number four.
Oh wait, my number. Oh, okay. So, yeah, my number
how did
four.
You mess it up?
Because, oh, well, that's mean. All right. So Pink Panther was my number four. And then, so Gravity Falls was my number three. Okay.
Oh, okay. 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 So we just talked about your number three then.
Yeah, which is, right. Yeah, your number four. So now you go to your number three.
Okay, my number three is SpongeBob, which might be at the top of the list because not only was that the sole show I watched as a child and for most of my entire life, but I've probably watched that show, like, if I totaled the time I've watched that show and compared it to the time I've spent doing anything else in my life, I bet SpongeBob would win. I really do. I've seen so many of... I've probably seen all of the episodes at least three times, with some of them probably being up in the hundreds of times. And just really good. Just really, really, really good stuff. Everything about it is great.
That's great. I think it's funny because your SpongeBob is almost like my Flintstones or my Smurfs, except, of course, a little bit less... for me, but because I've never really been into SpongeBob. Like, I didn't never really grew up with that, so that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think one difference between those two is that SpongeBob is also sort of made in a way that older people can enjoy them too, whereas I think Flintstones and Smurfs was back in the day when cartoons were mainly just targeted at children.
SpongeBob is legendary.
That's what actually made SpongeBob still good for me, is that it's sort of marketed, you know, to have jokes that, like, no one else gets, or, like, you know, when you're watching it with, like, little siblings, they don't get, but it's still really funny.
Yeah, like, I watched a couple episodes, and I really enjoyed them, so, yeah, I do agree, SpongeBob is legendary, but it just, yeah, it wasn't as huge as it was for you, so, for, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was my entire childhood, so...
Yeah, that's cool, though. My number two was The Looney Tunes Show.
Oh, nice. That was actually my number one.
Yeah. Oh, The Looney Tunes Show. That was great. It was...
just superb.
They found, like, an amazing way to bring the, you know, the kind of, like, classic cartoon that Looney Tunes was into, like, a, you know, more modern, you know, like, enjoyable for, you know, our generation, I guess. Because, that was such a good show.
They did so well. Like, I remember as a kid, a lot of shows we'd watch, like, my mom wouldn't like. And if my mom liked a show, then, like, we knew it was great. And my mom just loved the Looney Tunes show. So we'd watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And it was really, just really excellent. I loved it a lot. I really did. I loved it so much. also, Daffy Duck just has some of the best lines of all time.
Yes. Of
all cartoons ever.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, I really like the one where he's like the... Did you ever see the one where he's like a professor? Where he's trying to be Professor Duck? He constantly wants to change his name. So he changes his name to Professor.
No, I haven't.
Oh, oh my gosh, it's so good. So
I don't think I've seen all the episodes, though. Briefly. Because, yeah? Okay.
I think I have.
Because they were, like, for me, they were... It was such a great show, but it was, like... They were all scrambled for me. I could never really, like, find them anywhere. Like, I should go back and rewatch them all. Oh, such a good show.
Yeah, I might actually rewatch them all at some point, too. But, yeah, so there's this one. So his name is... You know, his name is Daffy Duck, obviously. And he figures out what Daffy means in the dictionary. And so he decides he wants to change his name. So he just changes it to Professor. So a professor at a community college confuses his name for, like, an actual title and then makes him teach a class on politics. And it's hilarious. So he's talking about the presidential cabinet and he's like, now the real question is what is inside the presidential cabinet? I mean, it's a fancy cabinet, so it might be made of, like, an oak or a mahogany. But what is inside it? Now, I have a theory that it's a portal. And it'll take him anywhere he wants to go. And just, it was just, I don't know. I can't describe it any better than that. It was perfect.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
Or the one where he confuses water polo with polo and you have the horses in the water. That was just great. And he's like, okay, everybody grab a horse. And he just dumped all the horses into the pool.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What was your number two?
My number two was Over the Garden Wall, which maybe doesn't need any introduction unless it does to some people. So
I think it might.
I want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but I guess that's not what the show's all about, is it?
Don't give me the benefit of the doubt. Please. All right,
Over the Garden Wall.
Tell me, what is it?
About two brothers. And they're in the woods, and they're trying to get out, and there's this nebulous beast thing that's apparently hunting them that they don't really see. And it's comparable to Gravity Falls in just sort of the art style. And the humor is about that. That one was on Cartoon Network, though. They did a really good job. It was just a mini-series, though. That was what was interesting about it, is that they fully constructed a series and managed not to ruin it at all. And they made 10 episodes of that, and they were each like 8 minutes or something like that. So, you know, you could just sit down and watch it like really quickly and then that's it, you know?
Yeah. I could never find them though. I remember you recommended it to me and I found like the first one. And I really liked it and I thought it was great, but I could never find like any of the other ones.
Aw, boo.
Yeah, yeah, I had to
go on Kiss Cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm not sure I recommend it. It may or may not put some adware on your computer. but it is a free way to watch cartoons, which is horrible. I do not condone that. That's a terrible thing to
Reese.
Do. And I would never do that, ever.
Reese.
I don't know. It was probably someone else's bad influence that made me do it.
I can't believe you, you know. It's just, you've changed.
Well, that was how we found the show, actually. So, my sister has a YouTuber that she watches that suggested watching Over the Garden Wall. And so, she just put a link in the description to find the show, and it was just on Kiss Cartoon. So, that was just, we watched it there. We didn't really know any better.
All right.
We didn't know any better.
You didn't know any better.
Okay? We didn't know any better.
Ignorance is just, it's a great thing. But now we
bought it, okay? It's also on Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
cool.
It's on Hulu if you have that. You obviously can get a DVD. But what sucks is that it has a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is only available in vinyl.
Really? Only? That's really weird. That's really weird.
And it makes me want to get a record player. Really bad.
That's so weird, though.
You can't get it digitally at all.
No one does that anymore. That's really weird.
I know. It was so cool of them. In a way.
It makes you respect them really even annoying. More. Yeah.
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 All right. So, do you have a number one?
Yeah, my number one. I'm just going to flat out say it. It was Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
The Legendary Tom and Jerry.
Of all the boomerang shows, that one was the best.
Hey, that was really? Okay.
Yeah, I liked it better than the Flintstones.
Yeah, I liked it better than the Flintstones too. It was great though because they didn't talk ever and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was still great and they didn't have any dialogue. Yeah. Anyway,
I like Pink Panther better than Tom and Jerry, but I also don't consider Pink Panther to be solely boomerang since I didn't watch it on there.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know. I actually agree with that. I think Pink Panther's just slightly better. But yeah, Tom and Jerry was awesome though. I mean, like considering the whole thing was just one chase scene. Literally the whole series itself was just a chase scene. multiple chase scenes, but yeah, it was great. And then do you ever remember the one where they I'm sorry, I'm getting a phone call. Let me just do you remember the movie they made, the Tom and Jerry movie, where they actually talked?
I feel like I've only seen like the most I've seen is like specials where they're like the Three Musketeers and stuff like that.
Yeah, because there was this one movie that was like that they made, and there was this one movie they made, and it was like them talking. It was funny because like the Tom and Jerry, like Tom was kicked out of the house or something like that, and like I don't know, I remember, and it was bad. It was bad, but besides that, yeah, Tom and Jerry cartoon. It's the TV show. It's just great. How about your number one?
My number one was Looney Tunes show.
Oh, yes. Of course. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess maybe, do you have any animated movies? I guess not 3D ones like Despicable Me or something. But I would say, before we move on, Despicable Me 1 was a great movie. And it just was. And it was super quotable, and it was a great movie. Despicable Me 2 sort of trashed it.
What?
The Minions ruined it. The Minions
no
ruined
way.
It entirely, though. Like,
no.
And especially with the Minion memes, there's no coming back. And then I think other than Despicable Me, Illumination has not made a movie that has been fully great.
Okay. First of all, I think that Despicable Me 1, yes, it was awesome. And because it was the first one, it was the like original, it was great. And yeah, it was great. But the second one, I don't think it was trashy.
I wasn't trying to say it was trash or that it was trashy, but that it trashed it. Like it as much as it was an all right movie, it sort of destroyed the series entirely. I think that was sort of a changing point from when it was just one good movie to, like, we're going to have a bunch of dumb stuff and it's just going to continue going downhill. I think Despicable Me was the top of the hill and Despicable Me 2 was halfway down the hill, and then the Minions was about when, you know, you've gone all the way down the hill and you just splat into the sidewalk.
But Despicable Me 2, okay, I think that might have just been a you thing, because to a lot of people, that
it's
was
not
like...
just a me thing.
It was, okay, I think, well, from my perspective, to a lot of people, it was a sequel that actually lived up to the first one. The first one was obviously the best, because it's the first one, it's the original one, but the second one was still, like, good. It was a sequel that wasn't, you know, not good. And so, I mean, I agree it isn't nearly
yeah,
as good as the first one.
It was a bad movie. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying it was the point at which Illumination had not, like, was no longer at its peak, and it started to go downhill.
Well, was Illumination ever at its peak, though? Because I think Despicable Me was its one real huge hit.
Yeah, that was the only, like, amazing, like, 100% perfect movie that they made. You know?
What movies did they make before Despicable Me?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Like, I know
exactly.
I've seen, like, other ones that they've done that, like, aren't. Like, Hop. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. I didn't like that.
They're all just so bad.
Yeah,
but
that's
Despicable
true.
Despicable Me, that is good. Despicable Me 2, I think, lives up to what you remember Despicable Me being. But if you rewatch Despicable Me, which I have had the occasion to do so many freaking times, it just doesn't live up to it.
All right. Well,
and
we all have our opinions.
This. I've talked to other people who have agreed, and some people have said that before I said my opinion. So
I've talked to other people that have agreed that it was a great sequel. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've talked to both kinds of people. I just wanted to throw out my my little opinion, stand on my soapbox, and yell at you guys. So
yeah, that was that's great. Yelling is just so much fun. I think that we need to move on to cartoon movies.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go faster a little bit. Okay, so yes. What was your number four? Well, I don't know. How many animated movies did you have?
I had 1, 2, 3. I had 3.
Okay, I had 4. So I'll just mention off my fourth one real quick. Even though I said we shouldn't be talking about Disney ones as much, I put one of the older ones. I put Aristocats because even though I'm not super fond of cats, fond of cats, but that is a freaking great movie.
We agree on something. Yes.
It's a good movie.
My list. I put that in my list too. That's the one of the three.
Nice. That's just really funny. We just happen to have only that movie on there. All right. So what was your... What was your number two then? Or no, we just did your three. So I'll do my three.
Okay.
My number three was The Triplets of Belleville. I don't know if you've ever seen that or heard of it.
No, I've never seen that.
It's a really weird, I think it's French sort of animation that as a kid, it was terrifying to me. But, you know, it's just so artsy and fancy and I like it a lot and it's got a good plot, and it's just very interesting. So, yeah, maybe watch that sometime.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might laugh, but I'm sure there's a lot of cartoon movies that I've seen that I've absolutely loved, but I just couldn't really remember all that many. So, but I do remember one, and that wasn't Disney, because, like, when you say cartoon movies, you just kind of, like, there's all the Disney ones. You clump them into their own kind of category. But not Disney ones. I said Anastasia.
Oh, okay. I feel like I've seen it one time.
I saw it, and I actually liked it, and I thought it was really good. And I'm like, wait, this isn't Disney? Oh, that's cool. That's refresh. That's like, it was good, and it wasn't Disney. So I was like, not just liking it because it wasn't Disney. I mean, Disney's great, but I thought it was cool. And it was, I liked it.
All right, cool. My number two was Ernest and Celestine, which is another one of my soapbox movies where I get up and I yell at people and I say, hey, this is a good movie. Just give it a try. I think it's on Amazon Prime. Not positive. I think that's where I saw it at the very least. Basically the plot is it's like a little mouse and a little mouse meets a little bear and it's a world where your teeth rot out and you get more teeth or you lose your teeth and then the mice use the teeth to put bear teeth and mice mouths, and it's hard to explain, and it seems sort of creepy, but it's also French, and just give it a shot, and it's animated beautifully, and it's got a great story, okay? And I like the characters a lot.
Are you secretly French or something? I mean, Bob is kind of a French name.
Bob.
Yeah, it's a real French name. Bob.
No, I don't know. I like French cartoons because they're very fancy.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have no idea. It just happened to be that two of them, and I could totally be wrong, and neither of them could be French, but I'm pretty sure they're both French.
All right. Great.
I actually do think Ernest and Celestine like won some sort of award. It might have been like an Oscar for best like animated or best foreign or something like that. Maybe there's a category best foreign animated, because it would have won that.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Something like that, but it did win awards.
Yeah, that's cool. My number one, and I'm kind of saying this because I saw it once when I was little, and I remember really enjoying it, but I haven't really seen it again all that much, so I don't really remember anything. But I'm also saying this mainly just, like, for bandwagoning purposes, and that's The Iron Giant.
Yeah, that was one that I had in my honorable mentions, because as much as I remember just absolutely loving it as a child, I don't remember it that much.
So. Yeah.
Nice.
How about your number one?
My number one was the Hobbit cartoon,
Yes.
Just, as much as I've been using hyperbole, just this is on a different level, guys. Okay.
Oh my word. I remember you showed that to me, though, and I, like, the first kind of couple scenes, I laughed a lot, just because of, like, the art style, but it turned out to be, like, you know, when you kind of look at the Hobbit movies, like, the live-action ones, and you're kind of, like, disappointed and weirded out, just turn to that one, the cartoon one, and it, you know, it'll, Yeah, I thought it was good too. I agree. I thought it was good.
I grew up on the Hobbit cartoons, so when they came out with the Hobbit movies, I was like, "What? They did it all wrong. Like they changed all the songs and
the songs." Yeah.
Like they just did everything perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That was good. And you have another, or is that all?
No, that's it. I guess it's time for honorable mentions. This is just quick fire.
Yeah.
So, Teen Titans.
Legend of Korra. Yeah, I had that one.
Young Justice.
The Garfield Show.
The original Clone Wars show that was 2D animated and was great and had like two volumes and it was good and it wasn't the 3D one. It was before that. And it had a lot of really interesting additions to what was then canon.
Okay, I think I kind of remember watching that, actually. All right, sorry, moving on.
It was really good.
Yeah, The Jetsons, because, you know, Boomerang.
Well, The Pink Panther.
The Ultimate Spider-Man before.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that, but I love that show.
Yeah, before it was dumb, though, because now they have, like, the Spider League or whatever, and it's, like, it's really horrible. Yeah, before the weird Spider-Verse thing. It's horrible.
Before that, it was really good.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was really good. What about? Do you have any more?
Clone Wars 3D, The Ant and the Aardvark.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, okay, I remember The Ant and the Aardvark, but guess what? I watched that on Boomerang. So ha.
I just have the DVD. The Iron Giant.
Okay. Superhero Squad.
Oh, you watched that?
Yes, and I put in parentheses. I'm like, just cause.
Beta Ray Bill and stuff like that in it.
What?
Doesn't Beta Ray Bill? Beta Ray Bill in some episodes and stuff.
Yes,
it's a lot more comic-y.
Yeah, it does. It even had like Thanos and Silver Surfer, and it had all the great plots and storylines. And like, but they made it so hilarious. It was really cheesy, but it was so great. It was so great. It was okay.
Yeah, I've had the occasion to watch that more recently with my little brother. The only things I really liked about it were like, oh, Beta Ray Bill, that's cool. Other than that, I didn't really care. But yeah, it's so sweet.
Probably the last time since the last time I watched it, I was like really little. It's like more of a nostalgia thing once again. But
That's probably why you like Marvel so much, because Daniel is the resident Marvel fanboy.
I don't know about, like, fanboy. I'm definitely, like, a huge MCU fan, but, yeah.
Oh, I mean, you're a lot more Marvel-y than I am.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
And I'm a lot more Star Wars-y than you are.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I'm not as Star Wars-y... Oh, yeah, I'm not as Marvel-y as you are Star Wars-y. Because, you know, Star Wars is your life, man. Star Wars is, like, everything. So, that's cool.
It's cool. Yeah. All right, so category four, a category that in which Daniel has nothing to say.
A category in which I left completely blank.
A category in which it's all just me saying rapid fire things that I know nothing about. It's the category of anime-ish things. To start off with, a few shows I liked, which were Mob Psycho 100. Which, I guess if we had put that in the, you know, top 10 cartoons, that would have been number one. Just great. Cowboy Bebop, which I never finished, even though I really enjoyed. I also watched Sword Art Online. I watched the first half of season one. Basically what happens in that show is, at the half of season one...
Spoilers! The plot has resolved. Spoilers! Spoilers!
The first half of season one... The plot resolves, and then after that, they're just adding different stuff. So I watched until the plot resolved, because I heard after that, they just add different stuff, and it gets really stupid.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care, so I only watched the first half of season one on that. But the first half of season one is amazing. Log Horizon did seem all right. I watched the first episode, and that's as far as I got into it. However, I've heard that I need to continue watching it, because it was good. I guess I've also seen the first episode of One Punch Man, and I did really, really, really like that. It's by the same people who made Mob Psycho 100. Movies. I guess I'm just going to be doing a few Studio Ghibli movies I've seen, like My Neighbor Totoro, which I saw, like, last week, and...
Isn't it Totoro?
Yes, it's Totoro. I'm sorry.
You pronounced it wrong. You're not a true anime fan.
I'm not a true Ghibli fan. At the very least, I'm not a true Ghibli fan, so I apologize. But yeah, Totoro is the best. Spirited Away, I've also seen, and I think that one so far is my favorite of those. And then Ponyo, which I was not a major fan of in comparison to the other ones. But yeah, that's all I really have for that section, so I'm sorry, people who really care, but I just haven't watched that much. And I'm also sorry for the bronies out there, because I did not add My Little Pony to any of the things on the list. I'm very, very apologetic about that, but I'm just not a brony. I'm just not.
We have to apologize to all those offended people.
Yeah, I bet we have a ton of bronies who listen to this show.
Yeah. A lot of, yeah.
I bet almost everyone who listens to it is a brony.
I don't know about everyone. I mean, we have a lot of people that listen, isn't that right?
We have hundreds and thousands, but, you know, I think hundreds and thousands of these atoms are bronies.
Okay.
There are probably billions of atoms
that are bronies.
Take part in the listening of this show.
That's great.
If not more.
You know? That's super cool.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I think that we finished all of our lists. All
right, it's time for the plugging at the end of every show.
Yes.
All right, so where can they find us on the internet, Daniel?
They can find us at Twitter at the Gosh Daniel Pod.
It's not the Gosh Daniel Pod. It's Daniel Pod. We just want to make sure you don't accidentally follow the Gosh Daniel Pod, because they are jerks.
We know, yeah, people just keep on making fake accounts from us. They just want our fame, really. I think they just want our fame. Anyways.
As it is, they're getting about as many followers as we are. So if you could probably just unfollow and then follow the real one, which is just at Gosh Daniel Pod, it would be much appreciated.
Totally. So anyways, internet, they can find us on... Wait. It all depends, though, because if you're listening on YouTube, then you can find us on iTunes. But if you're listening on iTunes, then you can find us on YouTube. So, whichever.
And Stitcher. We're also on Stitcher. Who uses Stitcher.
Stitcher should not be neglected. All right? There are Stitcherers out there.
Yeah. Let's show some Stitcher love, if there is any.
And also, you can find us on Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon, you ask? Patreon.
Patreon.com/GoshDaniel.
Yes.
We have a few rewards, like some bonus podcasts every other week if you give $3. You know, you get your name at the end of the show if you give $1. Like Mirren.
Yes.
You give $1, and that is very great. So thank you, Mirren, if you're listening.
And shouldn't we say their last name too?
No, I don't think so, because I think if we use the last name, then
there are a lot of Mirrens in the world, yeah, like, and there's a lot of people, Mirrens, you're supposed to say their full name,
yeah, that's right? Okay, so Mirren Smith,
thank you for being our Patreon.
Thank you, Mirren
Smith. I just feel like, yeah, because there could be some other Mirren Patreons that we have that would be confused, and like, you know,
it could be Myron.
Myron? Oh, yeah, we're really sorry if we...
I don't really know how to pronounce your name, sorry.
Yeah.
But we really are thankful, actually.
Yeah.
That's the one listener that, you know, we just don't get enough interaction with, you know? And we're really sorry, Myron. So if you just maybe chat us a bit more on the old Patreon. We'll respond. We'll do some polls about topics. We've updated and, you know, said the podcast schedule and the topics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cool stuff. So, yeah, you know, Daniel apparently... will make you like a profile picture for your social medias and a banner if you give $5 a month
for the first month, and then through the continuing months you get some cool Gosh Daniel podcast Daniel original art.
So is that a thing that's at the $5 mark?
Yeah, that's the $5 mark. Yes. All
right, so we also had Daniel put up a little bit of a comic for the $1 or more. In the future, the art might get transitioned to $5 or more. I'm not really sure. Either way,
yeah,
it would be
completely
ridiculous and amazing of you to give to the Patreon, and it would be hilarious, and we'd love you.
Yeah, so much. Yeah, we would. We might even judge you though, because I don't know. Yeah.
If you gave money to us, you're so privileged because you have enough money to give money to us.
That's true.
At least you're doing something about it.
Or because they'd be willing to give money to two kids who do a podcast about...
Two lonely kids, Daniel.
Two lonely kids, according to... Yes, if we want to be be correct. And yes. All right. Well. All right.
Well, this has been the Gosh Daniel podcast.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thank you for letting us spew our dumb ideas on you. See you later.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you. Well, this is bye. Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.